back here on Giants.com with your exclusive insider just for Giants season ticket holders. You're joined by Giants defensive tackle Jay Bromley. And Jay, your defensive line room took a bit of a hit last week. Big man, Big Hank, he's going to be out for the year with that pec injury. How do you think that's going to affect your role? Do you expect to get a bunch more snaps?
I expect, you know, to help fill in that gap, you know. You can't just take away a player like Hank and just think that, you know, things are magically going to just fall into place. But I know, you know, I got to pick it up a lot, you know, and to help out. But Cullen Jenkins, Marcus Kuhn, Montori, he's stepping up. So hopefully we can get the job done.
What are the, some of the things you guys that are going to step in for Hank need to do to try to mitigate the loss?
Just, you know, really not over. Do anything, really just play the way we know how to play, you know, stay gap sound within, do everything within the defense, within our power, really.
Now, you've gotten a big jump in the number of snaps you're playing this year as opposed to what you did last year. How do you think you're doing so far with that increased activity?
I don't know, man. I don't think it's really up to me to judge, man. It's really up to, I guess, the coaches and everybody else to judge how I'm playing, man. I just go out there and try to give it my all and get better each and every week.
All right, let me rephrase the question then. How's the morning film sessions on Monday morning for you when you're sitting in there with your defensive line coach?
It's always better when you actually have film to watch, you know, when you're actually on the field. So you're kind of looking forward to watching those films. But, you know, it's just like anything. You know, you have your good plays, you have your bad plays. I'm trying to eliminate the bad plays as much as possible and, you know, expand on the good plays.
What's your big focus now? Where are you trying to get better?
I'm continually just trying to get better at my focus on the run, you know, reading my keys and triggering on the pass, trying to get the quarterbacks as fast as possible.
Well, and you're going to try to get Tom Brady pretty quick today, and he knows how to get rid of the ball very, very quickly. What's the key for your defensive line to put some pressure on him?
You got to get in his face right now. You know, I think it's no secret that you have to get to Tom Brady early and often if you want any kind of success. And he does a great job, like you said, getting the ball out in just above 2 seconds, I believe. So just getting our hands up, you know, if we don't get to the quarterback and really trying to beat O-linemen, really hopefully our, you know, secondary, I believe, will hold up good and they can give us more time.
Finally, they've had a lot of movement on their offensive line. I think last week two guys played a position they've never actually played before. Have you gotten a good feel for what they're doing with how their group is constituted now based on the film you've watched?
Most definitely. You know, I don't think they have trouble only because, you know, they haven't had a one group that played together for the whole season, but they have a bunch of, you know, solid players that work well together. You know, we have to try to do our best to see if they, you know, have a lapse of communication so that we can, you know, score on that.
Jay, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That's Giants defensive tackle Jay Bromley. Thanks for joining us on this Giants Insider exclusively for Giants season ticket holders.